A West Philly nonprofit is the only organization of its kind in the country, housing LGBT asylum seekers and providing them with legal and social support. WHYY's Emily Neal has more on Asylum Pride House.
Applying for asylum in the United States is a complicated, years-long process. Those who enter the country fleeing persecution have to file an application, apply for work authorization months later, and then wait years, if not decades, for a decision on their case. For LGBTQ plus asylum seekers, there are even more obstacles. Catherine Miller-Wilson is the executive director of HIAS Pennsylvania, which serves low-income immigrants throughout the state. She says some of their clients fled their home country with just the clothes on their back, escaping punishment by death because of their gender identity or sexual orientation. That trauma makes it more difficult for LGBTQ plus asylum seekers to find support once they're in the United States.
They need community, but they're also terrified and don't trust anyone. So it kind of takes a lot of talking, a lot of relationship building, and then warm handoffs. You know, we would rarely just give an LGBTQ client a phone number. We would kind of say, is it okay if I call this person who I think can help you and we'll do it together?
Enter Asylum Pride House, one of HIAS's partners. Since 2023, the organization has housed up to six LGBTQ plus asylum seekers at a time at their West Philadelphia location, providing their clients with legal resources and social support. Victoria Saroy says she founded the organization in 2022 because of the unique struggles faced by LGBTQ plus immigrants. Since President Donald Trump took office in January, that need has only grown.
One of the most prominent issues is the lack of access to support networks. And so whether that's like family members or friends or other immigrant communities, because a lot of our folks are fearful of sharing why they're seeking asylum or even just, you know, their identity, whether they're gay, trans, non-binary, it's that really deters folks from reaching out. Even if they do have connections here, they just don't feel safe. And so that was a real reason why this organization was so important to start, was because those connections are really not there.
So Roy says the organization is hoping to expand and grow its space to house between 15 and 30 people. Emily Neal, WHYY News.